Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We got a little game we're going to play to start us off. Get our wheels turning.
All right.
Get our juices flowing.
Wake up a little bit.
Wake up a little bit. Yeah. That's right. So I'll give you a one-word like line description for a country artist. Okay, I'll just read you a line about them. See if you can identify them. For example, the first one would be, this Georgian sold merch for Luke Bryan.
Swindell.
Cole Swindell.
Got it.
Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw.
Write your answer down, Amy Eddie. Here we go. When this artist was working as a bouncer in Oklahoma, he broke up a fight in the ladies' room. One of the two men brawling was a woman he later married.
Oh, love it.
When this artist was a bouncer in an Oklahoma bar, he broke up a fight in the ladies' room. One of the two women brawling, he married.
Amy just gave me a look like she knows it.
Amy?
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, Eddie? Sandy was fighting in the bathroom and Garth Brooks broke it up.
That's right. Next up. She's a member of a country group, but also the daughter of a legendary country singer named Linda. Amy?
Hillary Scott.
Eddie?
Yeah, Hillary Scott.
Hillary Scott of Lady A. Take me downtown. Her mom is Linda Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, his debut full-length album was named after a small Alabama town he often visited and was also the hometown of his wife, who inspired much of the record.
In.
Amy?
Sam Hunt,
Montevello.
Is that it? Despite selling more than 100 million records worldwide, this artist is not a member of the Grand Ole Opry and reportedly turned down an invitation to become a member.
Huh?
Who would do that?
Can it be someone we've already said?
Despite selling more than 100 million records worldwide,
100 million.
This artist is not a member of the Grand Ole Opry and turned down an invitation to become a member.
All right, I'm in.
Question. Are we only doing live or dead people? Ooh, or both?
Wow, that's a great question.
They're all alive.
They're all alive. Good. $100 million and turned it down. All right.
Well, not $100 million bucks.
100 million records.
Yeah. What do you have?
I don't know. I put Garth Brooks again.
Garth is a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, well, yeah. Never mind.
Eddie?
I feel like the only person that would say, I don't want to do this, it's Eric Church.
Mm-mm, it's not Eric Church. What? And I don't think he sold 100 million records.
Okay.
It's George Strait.
Oh. Why'd he turn it down?
You have to appear a certain amount of times. He doesn't live here.
Oh.
You can't get on a plane and play?
No.
10 times a year or whatever the appearance. I don't know that that's the rule, but I've heard that's why he doesn't feel like he can do it justice.
Interesting.
And if he takes that, he doesn't want to take it and not be able to do what he's supposed to do as a member.
Wow.
Okay. All right. He went to Appalachian State University in North Carolina for business, which is the same school as one of his music idols, Eric Church.
Huh?
Oh.
He went to Appalachian State University in North Carolina for business, which is the same school as one of his music idols, Eric Church.
I'm in. Got to guess, but I don't know.
Amy?
I don't know for sure if he went to school, but Morgan Wallen.
Fair enough, Amy.
Eddie. Fair enough.
Scotty McCreary is from North Carolina, so I went Scotty McCreary.
Well, the answer is Luke Combs.
Oh.
Eric Church is his idol? Didn't know that.
Okay, sudden death.
Who's from the same hometown as Eric Church? Is it Morgan?
Are you
Who went to high
words?
School? No, somebody, Morgan Wallen or somebody went to high school with Eric Church.
Don't know.
No, Morgan Wallen and Kenny Chesney, I think, went to the same
That's
school.
It. That's
so close.
What's happening right now?
Early.
That's
early
what most. I'm talking about. Okay.
Okay, next up. Last one, if somebody gets it.
All right.
She first entered the public eye during her time on a reality singing competition, Nashville Star, in 2003. She released her major label debut 2 years later, which went on to sell 1 million copies.
I'm in.
And
Amy?
Miranda Lambert.
Eddie?
Miranda.
Nice. I'm a wild child in a homing pigeon. Now we're at sudden death. Buzz in with your name at any time
yeah.
as I'm reading it, and you get to answer it.
Okay.
Come on.
Before this became his main focus, which is music, this singer went to the University of Oklahoma, where he landed
Eddie. Toby Keith.
Where he landed a spot on the Oklahoma Sooners football team but never played before dropping out.
Oh, it's probably Toby Keith.
The answer is Toby Keith.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Hey, that's a good game, though, you two.
I like it.
That's a good game, you two. There they are, Amy and Eddie, our big players here. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. For years now, my wife's been watching from afar as I play fantasy football year after year. She's always been curious as to what it was all about and finally had the chance to find out when someone dropped out of the league. Against my better instincts, I let her buy into the league, explained how it worked, told her she was on her own, and wished her luck. Then the bye weeks came. She's not updating her roster. She's not making moves. She's not handling injuries. Not only is it messing up the league, it's embarrassing for me. Should I kick my wife out of the league? Or do you have any advice on how to get her to take it more seriously? Signed, John V. I love fantasy football. It's my favorite thing. And if someone, I don't care if it's a wife or Eddie or whomever, if someone is messing around and not having the integrity of the league
then
top of mind,
so what do you do?
Kick her out of the league.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'm sure she would understand. I mean, I've never played fantasy football, so I have no idea what in the world goes on over there, but I mean, if the rules are the rules and you got to participate and keep up with your stuff, then you'd have to understand if you get kicked out.
I would warn her first and say, hey, a lot of people have come to me and said that you're holding up the league. If this happens again, our rule is we have to kick you out. And then I would put it on to everybody else and say they kicked you out of the league.
Yeah.
Not me. But yeah, that's some serious stuff. I get made fun of all the time by Kate Lynch because I'll call a friend and we'll be talking about trades and who's going to play. She's like, do you really think you're a general manager of a team?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
owners.
Yes, I am. My own team.
Yeah, we are.
But we take it very seriously in our friendship circle. It's also how we communicate as friends. We would never make phone calls to each other just to talk. But we
do. So it's a bonding thing.
Absolutely. Video games and fantasy football for dudes, it's the way for us to get on the same phone. And it's the way for us to get into deeper things. Because we ain't just calling to see how you're feeling today.
And there's money involved, so we take it serious.
Eh, it's light money.
Well, for you.
It's not a big buy-in or anything like that. So, but mostly, I would say that people take this seriously. You got to kick her out if she's not going to. You'd kick anybody out. It's not
anyone.
Her.
Right,
you'd
and
kick
explain that to her.
Yes.
If she, yeah.
Good luck, though. Ooh.
Give her the warning.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, Morgan number two has a list of film franchises. And the game is, are they
overrated or underrated?
Okay. So, they not live up to the hype, basically.
Got it.
All right, how many do you have here?
I have a few. You just tell me when you're ready for me to stop because there's so many.
Go ahead.
We're going to start with Star Wars franchise.
Okay. One, two, three.
Overrated.
Who said over?
I did.
Me and you?
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
So you all haven't watched them, right?
No, I tried.
To. What do you mean? You stop it. You haven't tried.
Yeah, I watched like 45 minutes of the first one. It was in the 70s. And I was like, I can't.
Same.
Right, so guys, that was in the 70s. You got to give it some grace.
No. I don't have time for that.
So who said overrated?
You
over. Two. Oh, three of us said over.
Yeah, three. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else, Morgan?
The James Bond franchise.
Eh? And we have to pick over or under.
Oh, I can't pick, like, don't care.
There's a lot of
that
them.
That would be over.
Okay, I mean, but I don't mind them. But yeah, it's... I guess,
over or under?
Over.
Under.
Over.
I go under, too.
Really?
I always watch, when I do watch, and go, well, I didn't expect it to be that good.
Really?
I never go into it going, like, I can't wait for the new Bond.
But did you go back to way back in the beginning to the beginning?
Yeah,
Bonds?
Did you watch like...
No, because no one was telling me I had to because it was so good. I didn't go watch Octa...
That's what?
I was, the one I was going to say,
what?
But I didn't. But
what?
I'm glad you did.
That's
is
the
that
name
the
of
name
it.
Of
yes, it is. Look it up.
What?
And for some reason,
why?
That's the one that came to my mind too, Bones. I'm like, there's
why?
So many. There's like 20
why?
Of them.
Is it, are you, why is it not just octopus?
Watch the movie. I guess you'll find out.
Why? I don't want to.
I think it's about a cat.
Yes, and an octopus.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Mike, will you figure out why it's named that?
I do like the Daniel Craig ones.
That one's from 1983. That's what it's called. Mm. Yeah, we'll get an update from Movie Mike about why it's actually called that. And if we don't like that I said that, it's after a character. Here, come to the microphone. And the character is what?
Bones, you knew that. You knew that.
Why is he named that?
Hey, it's underrated just based on that.
It's a she.
It's
a,
okay.
Okay, even worse. All right.
Huh. All right.
Okay.
Next up.
The Fast and Furious franchise.
Ooh.
Hey, pardon me for a second while I scream overrated at the top of my lungs. I'll tell you, the first ones were pretty good. I liked the first two or three. I saw them.
Yes.
But then I didn't watch 4 through 9, and we watched 9, and it was the worst movie I've ever seen. It was the worst movie I've ever seen.
That's not true.
That I said all the way through, yes, it's the worst. I think
it's
that's
really
the
bad.
It's so bad.
I would have walked out of the theater. It's the worst movie I have ever set all the way through.
Were we watching the same movie together, guys?
Amy, did you see when he shot a bridge out and used the rope to slingshot himself across the canyon?
The car.
The car. Yeah. And then not one dent on the car. I mean, it was so stupid. The wooden bridge is falling down, and the tank is able to keep driving up it. Like, it was so dumb.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Okay.
Okay, over, under?
I mean,
say
under.
It in a bit. Yeah, okay, there you go.
I'm a fan.
Be true to who you are.
I am. I'm not going to abandon.
Overrated. 100%.
Okay.
Morgan?
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Love it. Underrated.
Under.
What is that? All the Marvels?
Marvel movies. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Underrated. They're so good.
Overrated. Yeah. I just can't get into them all.
Have you watched Iron Man?
I like Iron Man, but I watched a few of them, and I'm just like, maybe I need to watch them in order, but it's just like...
That would be a thing, yeah.
I don't
know. Sometimes, yes.
What
but
about?
Iron Man is so good.
But there have been some bad ones. The occasional one that I was like, not for me. Like, one of the Captain Americas I didn't think was that good. The first one. I thought it was fine. But most of them, the Avengers rock.
Avengers are really good.
Yeah, those are the best.
And I love when, like, Loki. Have you more? You watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Loki's great. WandaVision's great. Like, for the most part, all of that, I'm into and interested in. Give me another one.
The Rocky franchise.
Oh, under.
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 Quite possibly the greatest American
so good.
Boxing story with Sylvester Stallone it ever made.
And timeless, in my opinion.
Yes, you can
timeless.
Watch it now,
it's
and it's
the
still
only
good.
One ever made with Sylvester Stallone. Oh.
I don't know. I've
no, there's
only
Creed
seen...
2 now, part of it.
But that's part of it. That's part of the
franchise.
Whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amy?
I guess I've seen that, but the ones with the older ones, I've only seen Rocky 4.
Ooh,
oh, that's the one to see.
I know, and that's
coming to America.
James Brown.
Yeah.
You made me do it for homework.
And it's great,
show.
Wasn't it?
It was good, yeah.
All right, let's roll through the other ones. Go ahead.
Toy Story franchise.
Loved it and didn't expect to. Under.
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 Over.
Oh, hater. Next.
The DC universe. So that's Batman.
Over.
Not over.
I think the Dark Knights ones, the Dark
those were good.
Those were good, but overall they're not good. That Superman's aren't good. Suicide Squad was fine. The Joker was good, but as a whole, no, it doesn't hold up to Marvel. Under.
Yeah, over.
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 Yeah. And?
The Harry Potter franchise.
Over.
I just don't read or watch Harry Potter, so I'm going to go over, but only because I haven't given it enough time.
Under. I judged it for a long time, but watched them all with my kids. They're good.
Yeah, one more.
One more. The Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
They're fine.
Yeah, those are good.
For me, they're fine, so I'm going to say overrated.
Underrated for me, for sure.
Overrated, never seen
overrated,
them.
Never seen them.
It's tough, I know, it's tough. But I never seen Harry Potter. I didn't want to just scream overrated because I didn't give it a fair shake. All right, Morgan, thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right. How do we feel about the James Bond movie?
Great.
Which one? Octopus?
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This is a really cool DNA test story, you know, where you find someone you're related to. This guy, Raymond, was working at a hospital, Cook Children's Hospital, running an audio recording studio. He went to work there in about 2015. Well, then, recently, he got curious about if he had other family members out there and was talking to his wife about it. So she ordered him a DNA test, took the test, realized he had a half-sister out there. Her name was Christina Saidberry. So they started doing research, trying to track her down, find her online. Well, then his wife started communicating with this girl, Christina, and she said, hey, my husband is related to you. He works at this hospital, da-da-da-da. Christina has been taking her son to Cook Children's Hospital for years to get his medical treatments. And she's like, wait a second. I think I saw Raymond the other day. Was he wearing a red shirt? And his wife's like, yes. She's been passing him in the halls for wow. years. Like, everybody knows the audio recording studio guy because that's a special thing in the hospital. And it's just wild that they have been passing each other all this time. No idea that they were related. Obviously, they've met now, and they just had this instant connection once they were able to talk for the first time.
Most times we do these stories on this show where it's like, DNA test. It's like somebody found out something they didn't want to find out.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. It's good to have one where somebody finds out something they wanted to find out.
Yes, and that they were roaming the same halls together.
I've seen stories where schools will say, hey, we're going to do like a little history situation, a little genetic, and then the kids find out those aren't their parents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
those are tough.
That's the something. Opposite.
Yeah, that ain't good. I don't like those. I like these. That's my point. I like these.
Yeah, we like
that's a
these.
Good one. That's a good one. All right, awesome story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The 82-game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month. And when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Eddie, you're getting your reputation for being the guy that's always asking for free tickets, just so you know.
Why?
Because this has happened now with not just Amy. Because remember, you went to Amy and you said, can I get tickets to King and Country for King and Country? She's like, yeah. Then you're like, never mind, I can't go.
Yeah, I felt really bad about that, though.
So what happened? You went to Battle, the guy that works on another. Did you see it?
This was the most awkward run-in I've ever seen.
This is what I heard. I heard he hadn't seen Battle in forever, and as soon as you see him, you go, hey, man, do you have any tickets to the Titans and the Cowboys?
Yep. Okay, let me tell you this. Battle used to be here every day, but he got a job upstairs, so I don't see him a lot. So he comes down here with a Titans jersey, a Titans hat. He's got Titans sweatpants. Like, he's all Titans out. And I go, oh, dude, that reminds me. You work for the Titans, don't you? He says, no, I don't. I was like, I thought you DJed.
He works for the hockey team.
Not how it went.
I thought he DJed for the Titans. I said, dude, could you get me tickets for the Cowboys game? Because my mom's in town. I really want to see the Cowboys and the Titans. That's it. That's all I asked.
This is how it went. He goes, Battle. Oh, my gosh. I need 2 tickets to the Cowboys-Titans game. You got me? And Battle says, you haven't seen me in 2 months, and that's the first thing you say to me?
Nice. Oh.
And then Eddie goes, yeah, but you're the official DJ of the Titans. He goes, no, I work for the Predators. Yeesh. And Eddie's like, oh. Little different than Eddie's story, right? A little bit different.
Not really.
And then I hear he offered you his
and you were like,
tickets that he bought with his own money.
Those are kind of far up there.
And then you said, oh, they're not good enough.
Well, I didn't say no, but in my mind, I was like, yeesh, those are really high up.
Well, you had to say something because he said you can have my tickets.
Yeah, I said, well, let me know. Because he wasn't sure if he's not going to go. He said, if I don't go, you can have my tickets.
I heard you didn't want them because they were too bad.
That's not true. In the back of my mind, though, I was like, oh, those tickets are
pretty high. You're becoming that guy.
I don't want to be that guy.
But you're asking for free stuff.
But and here's the thing, Bones. I don't want to go to a bunch of events, but some of these events that I would like to go to.
Why don't you just pay for the tickets with
high demand? High demand ticket items.
You're telling me you can't find tickets to that game to buy them?
No, not under like $500 a pop.
You're telling me there's not a single ticket under $500. You're out of your mind.
There's Battles.
And that's a lie.
How much are his?
$3.99 if he doesn't go.
Eddie, wait, you wouldn't pay him for the tickets?
He said, if I decide to go, this is what he said. If I decide not to go, I'll just give him to you. I don't even want your money.
Oh, that's weird.
Eddie wants to sit in a box or close.
Well, I'm taking my mom. My mom's older, you know. It's going to be Christmas time.
Old people can sit high.
It's going to be really cold.
Lunchbox, what'd you find over there?
Look. Oh, here, $292.
That's a lot of money.
That's still expensive, but it's not $500 a pop.
Where are those? Up by Battles?
I don't know, Eddie. Okay. I'm just clicking.
In the parking lot.
The Bob Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a new study was done to find that there's a science behind the way we sometimes stretch out words in a text. So I'll say it, and you tell me if you know what it means. Or the tone. Sure. Like,
if I write that, I'm like, sure.
With a bunch of R's.
It's like,
Yeah, you know, I'll agree to it, but slightly reluctantly.
Yeah, well, they say it indicates sarcasm. Like, sure.
Okay, okay.
And then I use this one all the time. What? With a bunch of A's.
That's right. Like a dramatic, like, I can't believe it. Like, yeah. What?
Shocked and confused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then yes, with about five S's.
I would say an extreme yes. I'm very excited about this yes.
Yeah, you're more excited than just spelling yes. So this is just a new modern language. If you want to be in the know, that's how you can text your friends. Also, hey, with a bunch of Y's.
Sexy.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my gosh, Eddie's thing about the hey you, you know, that he brought up in rejected segments, that this woman at his... somebody in his life he runs into, he runs into, says to him, hey, you. And now I'm all self-conscious. I was texting someone about a work thing, and it happened to be a guy. And I was typing yo, yo, but it auto-corrected, and it said yo, you. And I felt like I had to immediately say, hey, I meant yo, yo. I didn't mean yo, you.
And he's like, why do you mean yo, yo?
Well, I clarified. I'm not flirting with you. So
okay.
Just,
I'm thank good.
Yeah.
So there's a 20-year-old Tesla driver that was hit with a reckless driving charge because he was caught asleep behind the wheel going 93 miles per hour in his autopilot function.
Ooh. Did he crash the car?
No, but other drivers on the highway kept calling in to the police saying that they had this, they could see the driver sleeping and the car was just zooming down the highway going way too fast.
How can they prove he was sleeping if he was awake when they pulled him over? Because he could just go out, I wasn't sleeping.
But how crazy is that?
You see, I was squinting the whole time. If this guy doesn't have a good lawyer that gets him out of this, that's a dummy.
Tesla's autopilot function can steer, accelerate, and brake on the driver's behalf.
It knows where the cars are and the lines crazy. On the road, yeah.
That is so incredibly nuts. So this guy, Tom, and his wife, Kristen, they're hosting one of those cool gender reveal parties. And he was doing a Canon cartridge where you shoot it out and the colors like blue or pink. Well, he shot it the wrong way and accidentally shot himself in the crotch.
Nice.
But then there was blue stuff all over him and then he was on the ground in pain. But
if you got a boy out of it.
I'm sure he was fine. But just we have a clip of that too.
That's what you didn't hear. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Officer Bill Badette was on patrol in St. Paul, Minnesota when he saw some smoke. And he calls it in. Yeah, we got some smoke coming from my house. I'm going to locate it. And he gives the address and he's looking and someone comes up and goes, hey, I think there's kids inside. And he's like, well, can't wait for the fire department then. Goes to the back door. Boom! Boom! Kicks it in and saves four kids ages 4 to 7 years old.
Wow.
Kicking in the door.
That's pretty cool.
That's a commitment.
Yeah.
You can't go back. You better hope you're right. Thank God he was. That's awesome. Good for him. It's a great story. Save the kids. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, let's play a voicemail from last night that is very morning corny related.
Good morning, studio. I have a morning corny for you. When you die, what part of your body dies last? Your pupils, because they dilate.
Dilate. Funny.
Okay. And here's another one.
Hi, Bobby Bones. I wanted to turn into a joke for the morning corny. My joke is, what do you call a caveman's fart? A blast from the past. Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. So cute.
Also, the fact that she was like seven.
Yeah.
I love that.
Makes it even funnier. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go over to Amy.
The morning corny.
Why are peppers the best at archery?
Why are peppers the best at archery?
Because they have an arrow.
They're habanero.
Habanero. The peppers.
That was the morning corny.
Because they
habanero.
Habanero.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Written out, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, and sometimes that's the problem. I'm looking at it, so that's why I laugh, and then I say it out loud, and I'm like, well, that didn't hit quite like I wanted it to.
Hey, let's talk to Carrie in Oklahoma, who's called us. We appreciate that. Hey, Carrie, what's going on with you?
Hey, Bobby.
I am competing in a fundraiser for the OU Children's Hospital here in Oklahoma City, and they do an event every year called Dancing for a Miracle, and it's a spinoff of Dancing with the Stars. I was fortunate enough to be selected as one of their 10 celebrities, and I am not a dancer, and I'm trying to raise $50,000, and I just didn't know if you had any advice for me.
You're trying to raise how much?
$50,000.
Yourself?
$50,000.
Wow, that is quite the goal
50,
there.
$50,000, yeah. Wow. Yes, sir.
And how much have you raised so far?
I'm only at about $17,000, but
that's
I have
a lot. Months,
and I've got people. Thank you. I'm proud of that. It's not as much as I want, but I'm getting there, and I've got some more in the pipeline, and so we're just waiting to see what we can do.
Well, I'll throw $100 in. I know it's not going to make you $50,000, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll throw $100 in, and I will put it up on our website, BobbyBones.com, on our Facebook page too, and maybe people will donate there. Okay?
What is her charity that she's supporting or cause?
Thank you.
OU Children's Hospital.
OU Children's. Yes, and we're similar to St. Jude's in the fact that if the families cannot afford care, they don't receive a bill. Just different between us and St. Jude is that all the money raised here in Oklahoma stays in Oklahoma, and we are a 300-bed hospital instead of like a 30-ish bed hospital.
Oh, wow.
So you need advice on dancing. As you know, I did win Dancing with the Stars, but I am not a very good dancer. This is what I would say to you. You cannot practice enough. If it really matters, the only way you're going to get better is by practicing. And it's not, you're not winning anything. You're just trying to raise money. So just go and practice your butt off and make a bunch of money and then have fun once you get there. Because it's not, you're not going to win a mirror ball. Right? Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah. No, I would think the number one thing here is to feel good about what you're doing for the hospital and have fun.
Yeah, have fun. And I will put it up. I'll donate a couple $100. And if you win, like myself, you have to get a mirror ball tattoo on your arm. Okay?
Oh,
deal. If I win, I will absolutely get a mirror ball tattoo.
Oh, my gosh.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That would be crazy. Well, hey, good luck. Just practice. And we're happy to spread your message, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Bye, Carrie. Hey, let's go to Melanie in Austin, Texas. Melanie, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. Go ahead.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm nervous. One of the beat teamers, Taylor Kirkpatrick, took a screen grab of Bobby sitting at a red desk, and she noticed that he might have a new tattoo above his elbow of a C. And we were wondering if that was, in fact, a new tattoo, and if so, what the story was behind it.
It's interesting. What do you think, Amy? Do you know, have you noticed anything?
I mean, I haven't noticed, but I think I maybe knew that that was maybe happening. So now I'm wondering if you had it. And then I'm like, dang, people pay attention to everything because I sit by you every day and I have not noticed. And now I feel like a bad friend.
You are a bad friend.
What?
Well, I'm not a bad friend. But I said I feel like one.
I know. I was just all
in the minute.
Yeah,
but also, your elbow is blocked by a screen.
Is there anything on that elbow?
Oh, no. Okay. What about
the
other
one?
Is
there anything
on that elbow? Oh, yeah.
Hey, you did get one.
See, I don't see that side.
Again, there's a little C with a little heart on the bottom of it. And so, yes, you guys saw right. I put it right above the mirror ball tattoo.
Yeah.
So after I won, but yes,
what's that for?
Hold on.
It's for Kaylin.
You have got to be kidding me.
Like cookies.
Bobby, you made the ultimate mistake of your life. You never, never get a tattoo of just your spouse. That is just absolutely not. Listen, my cousin, she got Jesse tattooed across her knuckles. Because that's the guy she was going to marry. Turns out Jesse was married. And she had to... I mean, that is the worst thing you have ever done in your life. I mean, you've done a lot of dumb things. This was the absolute crown jewel dumbest thing you've ever done.
You think it jinxes the relationship?
No. It doesn't matter. It's like, what happens if? What if you don't do that?
Let's think of all the things that you enjoy that start with a C.
No, I'm not even doing that.
Oh.
I'm happy with it.
Cupcakes? Right,
it's fine.
Love it. I got tattoos. I have like 8 tattoos. Added another. They're all things that are very important to me. My mom, my grandmother, gosh. Radio Hall of Fame, Mirror Ball, State of Arkansas, and I put a CB little heart on it. Pretty happy with it.
The dumbest thing you've ever done.
I'm still laughing at Jesse? His cousin getting Jesse across her knuckles.
And knuckles, he was married.
What is she?
That is commitment there.
To have tattoos on your knuckles? That's
hard.
That's like jail.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, we know non-jail people that have knuckles.
But that's like jail.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know that.
A couple uncles of mine, but they were in jail.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Melanie, good eyeball.
Well, good eyeballs, Taylor.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day. Bye bye. Oh, there you go. Well, we'll let Lunchbox stew on this one for a little bit.
He's still saying, "Oh my gosh."
That's terrible.
But he doesn't know I have Lunchbox written nipple to nipple on my chest. I just haven't showed you guys yet.
And what's wrong with that?
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Go on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Hey, what do your friends call you? Do they call you Jamie Lee Curtis? Like what in normal life do people say?
Probably Jamie, but a lot of people call me Jay. Because I'm haiku, and everything I write, I try to write as few words as possible. And I often just write J on emails and letters. So lately people have been calling me J.
I will call you Jamie Lee Curtis because you have been an icon in my life for so long. I feel like it would be disrespectful to not call you by your full name.
You know what? I honestly answer to many things.
Let's talk about this new podcast that you have that is up now on iHeartRadio, Jamie Lee Curtis and Good Friend. So tell me about this.
So Good Friend was born Do you play music?
I do play music, yes.
Okay, so there's a song called Good Friend by Emily King. When I heard that song, I Twitter stalked her. I put out into the Twitterverse that I was looking for Emily King, found her. I licensed her song and I created a podcast, and I thought I would do a podcast about being a good friend, what it means to be a good friend, how to keep being a good friend, how to let go of friends. And so that's what it's about.
Well, in looking at your career, and I've seen so many of your movies, the questions that come to my mind are, I get really scared watching horror movies, and you've obviously done a lot of them. You know, we go back to the first Halloween back in 1978, but I don't watch horror movies because I get so scared and have nightmares. But with you, would you ever shoot any of these and then have nightmares after you shoot them because you're doing it over and over again?
No. No, it's a movie. It's incredible. The work is so brutal and so beautifully made. So I understand, Bobby. I'm like you. I don't like them, but a lot of people do.
Well, I know, and I don't mean that as an insult. I'd read Twilight and had nightmares. Like, that's how sensitive my palate is to, you know, having, you know, scary dreams. But I just wondered if you're always with Michael Myers in that mask and you're shooting, like, does it go into your home life at all? And do you? No nightmares.
None.
Okay. Mm-mm. Whenever, because love Knives Out, loved your performance in Knives Out. I think just universally so well accepted was that movie. When you read the script for Knives Out, were you like, huh, this is very interesting. I wonder how this is going to play out. Or did you know that was a smash?
Oh, God, no. No. There would be no way to know it was a smash. Obviously, the people were great. It was a big puzzle, and I was a little piece of the puzzle. And I knew I just had to show up and do my work. I don't think anybody except maybe Rian Johnson anticipated the expansion of that movie.
Jamie Lee Curtis is on with us through my life. One of the, you know, most present people that have been in television and movies for me. So it's a real thrill to talk to you. She's got a new podcast out that's called Good Friend. And so, you know, as I watch movies in general, and I'm consuming them differently now, as you are too, I'm sure, because now we can buy Black Widow at home, right? Which is what I did. But I look and I see that these movies are 2.5 hours long now. I want to ask you, as a movie star, what is the perfect movie length? Because 2.5 hours, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is too long.
93 minutes.
I love that.
And all of the Halloween movies are in that zone. I'm with you. If there has to be a pee break in the middle of a movie, I don't like it. The word, by the way, the reason I don't go see theater is because of the word intermission. I will go see any one act that's ever offered, but the minute there's an intermission in it, I don't like it.
You've been in so many epic movies, from Freaky Friday to True Lies, and I just read some of the other ones. What do people recognize you most for?
Halloween and my ubiquity. I mean, obviously, I've been around for a long time. I sold yogurt that makes you for 7 years. I've done commercials prior to that. Obviously, I've been in some big comedies. My many people have seen me naked. But I think Halloween, out of everything, is the sort of, it gave me my start. It'll be my finish. It'll be my everything.
One final question for you.
Yes, sir.
Miss Jamie Lee Curtis. Will you read the spoiler to a movie if it's in the script that you have? Or how do you play that out? Like in Knives Out, do you go to the ending first? Do you want to experience it as you read it? Like, how do you deal with that?
I go to the end. I'm uninterested in the cat and mouse game of movies or books. I like to know what's going to happen, and then I go back and read the experience.
Are you Jake Gyllenhaal's godmother?
Yeah.
That's true.
It is true.
Love it. Listen, you guys check out her podcast. She's just a delight to talk with. It is called Good Friend. And just know that she paid for the rights to play that song. A lot of people are stealing songs these days. Not Jamie Lee Curtis.
And you're going to play it on your show because you promised.
You dang right I am.
Good Friend, Emily King. Hey, God bless you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Big fan of your work. Hope you have an awesome day. Good to talk to you. Bye, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Bye.
Bye. That feels like, because her name is so known, it feels like whenever you talk to, like, for example,
like a celebrity, like who would like a Kid Rock, and he's like, "No, call me Bob," and I'm like, "Nope, I couldn't call her Jay or Jamie because she's such a famous superstar." You know,
that would have been so weird if you were like, "Yeah, Jay, let me ask you this."
I'm not that cool. Yeah, I'm not that cool. All right, there she is, Jamie Lee Curtis. Fantastic interview. There was a guy in Louisiana, and I, sometimes I read a news story, and I know the headline is to make us go, "I can't believe they would do that." But sometimes I read one of those, and I go, "I felt that. Like, I relate." This guy was so bored in traffic. He's sitting, and he's like, "All right, I need to do something. I'm going crazy because I'm sitting here bumper-to-bumper traffic." He's so bored, he decides, he's right at a bridge, he's just going to get out of his car and jump off the bridge.
Why?
Right?
Why?
Not to kill himself.
Oh. No, just for fun.
He's so bored. A man who jumped from the Basin Bridge swam and wandered around before being rescued because there were alligators.
Hmm.
Oh.
What in the...
Mm-hmm. He hurt himself pretty badly.
You think?
Mm-hmm. He jumped. He said it was a bad decision. His shoulders are sore. He's only alive thanks to faith and rescuers.
Hmm.
Here he is talking to KATC in Louisiana about being in the water for more than...
Now what? I'm laughing because this guy made the news, uh-huh. And Lunchbox is going
to
hate it.
I was about to get frustrated. Yeah. But.
All right, here you go.
After jumping from the Atchafalaya Basin Bridge on Friday during a traffic jam, Jimmy Jennings says he was in the water for more than 2 hours.
When I hit the water, shoulder went up and kind of hurt my shoulder, but I started swimming. I couldn't get back to the bank because the current was way too strong.
Jennings says he was then on an island where he found a boat to take him back to civilization, but he was met by police.
They all had their guns on me. They were telling me, get on the ground. And so I got on the ground, listened to them. They put me in handcuffs.
This guy basically went full Gilligan's Island in 2 hours. He found a boat. He's on an island.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, what did he plan on doing?
He's like, bored. He could get anything. No. He was wanting to do anything other than sitting in traffic.
So he wasn't, was he the driver of his car or the, okay.
Yeah.
So he just left his car there?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. He thought he was just going to jump down, get out, and get back in his car.
Okay. And then that did not work out that way.
What?
Amy mentioned yesterday that near here, when we drive home, we pass a street called Bonerwood.
Yep.
Bonerwood Drive. We laughed.
And then it leads into Bonerwood Circle.
Then we debated, is it Bonerwood or Bonerwood? And so Lunchbox, being the reporter that he is, you went out yesterday.
Yeah, I went out to the street, and I was hoping I would find people walking around, you know, out in their community, but they weren't. So I had to go knock on someone's door.
Oh,
and
no.
I was about to talk about
awkward.
The bit. Yeah, that's weird. Let me come back to that. The genesis of it was Amy going, who okays these street names?
Mm-hmm.
To name something Boner Wood, and then it just kind of rolled out from there. You knocked on a door?
I had no other way to get the information I needed. There was no one out and about, and these people had their front door. They had a glass door and then a door behind it, and the door behind it was open, so they had the glass door, so it looked like they were very welcoming.
Uh-huh.
So I parked in front of their house, and I went and knocked on the front door.
That's weird. All right, here we go.
Oh, it's okay, Poppers. It's okay. Hi. Excuse me. What's the name of this street?
Bonerwood.
Wait, did you say Bonerwood?
Yeah.
Like, I saw the sign, and I was like, there's no way. Yeah. And it's really, say it again.
Bonerwood.
Okay. It's really called Bonerwood.
Yep. And we get laughed at all over the country.
See?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
But no. And speaking of all over the country, like, it made me start Googling different streets. And, like, yes, Bonerwood's bad, but some people have to live on Peckerwood.
Here is, you stopped somebody else driving?
They were driving. And so I stuck my hands out my car window and waved them down. Like,
oh my goodness.
You're going to think something's wrong. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, guys, do you want the information or not?
We do.
That's the only way
Great
I
job.
Can do it.
Hard hitting reporter. All right, here we go.
What's the name of this street?
Bonerwood.
say it again. Like, you're saying Bonerwood.
Bonerwood.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Then she drove off.
I guess they're used to it, you know.
Scoo, Steve, you tried to convince us it was Bonerwood, buddy.
I thought there'd be no way that could be the name of the street, but I'm wrong.
You are.
I am totally wrong.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals –
will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. All right, let's do it. It is time for easy trivia. And we'll go around the room. Nobody loses the first round. Who is Tiger King, Amy?
What?
Who is Tiger King?
Joe Exotic.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. I started.
Welcome our co-host Amy to the show.
I mean,
Amy, say a little something about yourself to anyone that's new listening to the show.
Oh, hi. Anyone that's new listening, I'm 40 years old, a mom of two. I adopted 2 kids from Haiti, and they literally are my, like, everything. Now I fish, like, it's been 3 years, so I love being their mom, and I think that they love me back.
She thinks.
We're working on that. It takes time. They're older.
All right, question, lunchbox for you. Who is Miley Cyrus's dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, say a little something about yourself.
Guys, I graduated top 50% of my high school class. I was also named prom king, and I still hold on to it that I was not voted most likely to be famous. That went to McCad Brooks. Drives me nuts.
All right, there he is, Lunchbox. Eddie, over to you. Which film star filed for... Sorry, not film. Which star filed for divorce from Kanye West in 2021?
Ooh, that's Kim Kardashian.
That's clap your hands for Eddie, everybody. Yeah! Eddie, tell our listeners something about you.
42 years old. I am the elder of the show as the oldest, and I am a dad of 4.
And finally, the youngest on the show, Morgan number 2. Which superstar sang at the 2021 Super Bowl?
Oh boy, Tony, let me think back really quick.
The last Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Who did the halftime show?
That would be.
If it's not Tuesday
Wednesday. Come on, Morgan.
I mean, yeah, I'm just fried over here.
I need you in this.
It's the weekend, but nobody goes home.
Oh,
on the first
round. They don't?
Lucky.
No.
Okay.
That's always been the rule.
I forget.
Easy trivia. Amy, who is the founder of Amazon?
Jeff Bezos.
Correct.
Some people say Bezos.
Lunchbox, what's a person who studies the weather called?
Meteorologist.
Correct. Nice job.
Let's say a weatherman. Ooh.
Eddie, what country was Celine Dion born?
Canada.
Correct. And Morgan, the final question. Who is on the $5 bill?
She doesn't use cash, man. You're all very nice.
Is that a hard question?
That's
a hard
question. It's just 20-something.
It's a $5 bill.
Yeah, but...
Venmo,
I don't think anybody knows
yeah.
that.
Oh, my
Lord. I don't think she's seen that.
I mean, I've had $1 bills and $10 bills and 20. It's not often I have a five.
Wow.
Who's on the one?
George Washington.
Who's on the 20?
I don't even know.
Who's on the five? That's the question.
Maybe Abraham Lincoln. No, that doesn't look familiar in my head. Maybe.
Oh, man.
I do not. There is
Morgan, number 20, an answer?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct.
What? Good job.
Wow.
Nice.
Good job, M2. She's in. I had no idea.
Next round.
Man.
In a website browser address bar, what does WWW stand for?
World Wide Web.
Correct. Woo! Lunchbox Easy Trivia. What city is the Eiffel Tower located in?
That's in Paris, France.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Eddie, what city does Wimbledon take place?
Wimbledon. That would be in England, so I'll take London.
Correct.
Wow.
Which, Morgan, is the largest rainforest in the world?
You're killing me over here.
What's the biggest rainforest in the world?
You do not want to know what just popped in my head. I'm thinking of Rainforest Cafe.
Nice, the restaurant. Rainforest Cafe.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither.
Oh, man. largest rainforest. South America.
It has a name.
It's like the only one you
know. It's like the only one you know.
No.
I guess maybe she knows none. Which is the largest rainforest in the world?
Come on, Morgan.
5 seconds.
Come on, Morgan. You got this.
South America.
Pull it out of nowhere.
No. Africa.
The question's not what country.
Oh, wait. What is the biggest?
Which is the largest rainforest in the world? The rainforest is named something.
Nope. It's not in my head.
Nothing?
It's gone. There's literally nothing in my head.
Okay, the answer is the Amazon.
Yep,
the Amazon.
That was there. Nope, yeah, it was gone.
Oh, man.
Well, guys.
You've been boned.
I deserve that today.
Morgan, that's over.
Yeah, I know.
So Lunchbox, it's only up to you to keep the championship.
I know.
Yeah, I understand. I got that.
Amy,
mm-hmm.
These birds are excellent parents, and they can find their way back to the nest from 1,300 miles away. What are they? I gave you a bird question right in your wheelhouse.
You love birds.
I know I love birds, but I haven't come across this in...
These birds are excellent parents and can find their way back to their nest from 1,300 miles away. What's the bird?
Excellent parents? They're all good parents. They can find a nest. They must be able to fly. Like, they must have big wings. I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to have to guess an eagle.
She says eagle.
You've been booed.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Pigeon.
Oh, freaking really? Pigeon?
Wow, they can fly that far?
Dang, I had no idea. Downtown. I didn't think they left.
I thought they were just annoying birds.
I see the same pigeons at my feeder all the time. They're not going far away.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lunchbox, what actor? Starred as Freddie Mercury in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, man.
Oh, Malik. Is that his name, Malik?
Wow. And you can't go with just the last name, obviously, on names.
Malik, that's the only thing that's popping in my head. Remy Malik, that's his name. That's his name. Remy Malik is his name.
Oh, that is correct.
Wow! Yeah!
Never seen it, but man, I don't know why that popped in
good
my
job.
Head.
Good job.
Whoa.
Eddie.
Come on.
What famous, steamy, sexually explicit book was turned into a movie?
what's that called? 50 Shades of Grey.
Excuse me, your microphone went out, I think.
50 Shades of Grey.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Wow, we're 1-1. Eddie's in for the championship.
Come on!
Lunchbox is battling to keep it alive. Lunchbox, a pride is what group of animal?
Come on, Lunch.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah.
Lions.
Correct.
Yeah. That came to me right there.
Eddie, ooh, what's the lowest army rank of a U.S. soldier?
Okay, I'm thinking of these movies I've watched, and I've said, is that private. Give me private.
That is correct.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Lunchbox, what sport involves tucks and pikes?
Ah, that's diving.
What? Correct.
Yeah. Wow.
How do you know that?
Guys, you watch Greg Louganis hit his head on the diving board. Come on, guys. You don't watch the Olympics every year? Come on.
Dang. Eddie, what's the largest country by size in the world?
Largest country?
By size. Oh. Biggest land country in the world.
The biggest country is China.
And that is incorrect.
Whoa!
Hold on. Yeah! Hold on.
What? Oh.
You've been booed.
Lunchbox comes through. Yeah! Yeah!
I'm coming for you, Tiara. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm coming for you, Tiara.
Play it song.
All I do is win, yeah! Win, no matter what.
Oh. Wow, that's a tough, we had a tough question too, Lunchbox.
And they stay there.
There it is. All right.
Woo! Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Mesa, Arizona. Two women were arrested after stealing over $100,000 worth of merchandise from Walmart. They would go shopping, use the app where you can scan, like, oh, this is the item I got. But the only problem is they would never close out the app and say pay, so it looks like they're scanning all their items. Then they would just walk out of the store.
You know what's wild is they probably could have got away with it at like $25,000.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They went a little too far.
Well, they just weren't going to stop until they were caught, it looks like. And not to get caught, but as they weren't getting caught, they were not going to stop. Everybody knows if you get $25,000, then start doing it at Target.
Everyone knows
just switched. Go to the next one. Yeah, what idiots. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Let's do Flashback Friday 2003.
Flashback Friday.
Dang, 2003. That's my first ever morning show year. I was an idiot kid, 22, 23.
Straight out of college?
No, a bit out of college. But after college, as soon as college was over, I moved to Austin. Never been there before. Just drove, packed out my car. By the way, greatest ever.
Yeah.
Lived there for 12 years. Still is home to me. But I just had never been. And I go and I'm doing a night show for just a few months there. And the station is just failing miserably. This is a pop station. And I was like, all right, I'm out of here. I'm going to go. I had an offer to go to Seattle and do nights over there. And I told my general manager, I said, hey, I'm going to go. Been here a few months. Not going well with the station. And I've got a bigger offer. And you guys never made me sign a contract. You didn't have me sign a contract. And he was like, well, what do you want? And I knew they wouldn't give it to me, but I was like, I'll take the morning show. The station sucks, so why not let me have it? And if we're going to sink, let's give it a Hail Mary. And he's like, oof, I don't know about that. And so I said, okay, well, let me know Monday because I got to make my decision if I'm going to move on or not. And so I come back Monday, and there were some dudes in suits in there, and they're like, hey, we're going to make you an offer. I didn't even look at the contract. I just signed it.
You the morning show? Yes,
I was
yes,
like,
yes.
You're going to give me the morning show? And then the rest is history. That's 2003 for
that's
me.
Awesome.
The biggest country song on this day that year was Traveling Soldier from the Chicks.
I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy.
The biggest pop song, Shake Your Tail Feather, Nelly, P. Diddy, and Murphy Lee.
Come on.
This is from Bad Boys 2, the soundtrack. Whoop.
Were you playing this on the show?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
And at home. Still do. What do you mean it was? The biggest news story, Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California in a special recall election to remove Democratic Governor Gray Davis from office. Arnold won by a landslide and took office on November 17th.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. That's it. Have a good weekend. We will see you here on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.